Lines lighting up on George Pickens. Even though really, I mean, the quarterback thing is the bigger story here. Depending on what Tomlin says at noon. Jerry Dulac, headline on his column today. Steelers switch to Russell Wilson is only a matter of time. So Jerry reports, at some point soon, Tomlin will make the decision to switch to Wilson, who has been inactive as the emergency third quarterback, blah, blah, blah. He was cleared medically to return 2 weeks ago. But the Steelers have remained overly cautious because he was symptom-free when the injury flared up again September 5th, 3 days before the Falcons game. None of this is meant to denigrate Fields, but the offense continues to show only intermittent flashes of competency, not consistency. So let me ask you this. They go out and score 40 this week in Vegas, and he's unbelievable. It's just a matter of time for Russell Wilson. Plus, there seems to be the implication that it was always going to go to Russell no matter what. And I don't believe that. I believe that if Justin Fields had been great the other night, he would unquestionably continue to be the quarterback. And in fact, Wilson being cleared medically the last 2 weeks and not playing is an indication to me that Mike Tomlin was very open to continuing to play Justin Fields. You know why? Because he continued to play Justin Fields. I've been convinced all along that if Russell Wilson were still in his prime in Seattle, he would have played all these games. Honestly. There was that Adam Schefter report before the Atlanta game that Wilson told the coaches that he could play in that game. This is a guy who never misses games. The first time he did was when his thumb that practically got ripped off in Seattle? Before that, he played almost every single game. He had an Iron Man streak going, and this is a guy who takes a pounding. So, yeah, the simple old school sports talk radio question is, who would you play? I'm not even going to say if Russell Wilson is cleared. He apparently already has been for 2 weeks running. So who are you playing against the Raiders? Justin Fields or a healthy Russell Wilson? 412-928-9370. People still weighing in on Pickens. And before we get to that, Wonder Twin, why don't you play for me, Adam Schefter? This was Adam Schefter with Pickens last week. Is that right?
Yeah, so Schefter interviewed George Pickens last week before everything that went down, and it debuted today. The podcast came out today. Yes.
Well, let's hear it.
What's it been like to have Mike Tomlin as your head coach, and what stands out about him, and what have you learned from him, George?
Just everything. He's probably one of the, if not the greatest coach I've ever been around, or in the NFL in my eyes. Just because his mentality, how the way he thinks of things, you know, you guys probably hear all the phrases that he says all the time, all the wild phrases, but those are like real true things that uphold to life. You know what I mean? If you really like get what he's saying. And, I feel like he's just the overall, he's a life person more than he is a coach. You know, that really helps a lot. Yeah.
Give me an example of something that he has said to you or the team that has stayed with you and helped mold your thinking.
My rookie year, he used to say, cut your eyelids off. Like, that might sound crazy, you know what I mean? But in terms of everything, you know what I mean? When you go out to a game, cut your eyelids off, do your detail, just focus on yourself. Don't think about all, like you said, cut the noise out. Don't think about everything else that's going on. And that kind of, you know, portrays in life too.
Well, that's nice. But he isn't exactly making Tomlin look good. If Tomlin means that much to him, you would think he would want to repay Tomlin at the very least with maximum effort. So that came out the game leading into the game that Pickens was benched, correct? Although Tomlin says he wasn't benched, which brings me to this question for Tomlin today would be basically, Mike, you had an issue with George last year, effort in Indy. This year, there's video clips all over the place of George half-assing it on routes against the Cowboys, and you had Max Starks on your radio network saying that George is behaving more like a me guy than a we guy. Thoughts on Pickens? Thoughts on George Pickens? Is he going to play this week? Was it hard for you to admit that you benched him because everybody in the football world thinks you did? Things like that. You know, maybe worded a little more, what's the word? Discretionary wording there, and not make it attacking wording, but hard, plainly spoke questions. Video has surfaced of George not giving maximum effort again, Mike. Will there be repercussions? Do you agree with that? And will there be repercussions?
It's good phrasing. Pointed questions, but not too direct.
I hope he doesn't talk around this again today. But man, it's a funny way to repay a guy who you say means so much to you as George Pickens. That's a funny way to repay him, is to force him to go into a news conference and have to answer for benching you. And what he does is yet again extend an olive branch to you by not burying you. Couldn't even admit that he benched you. Wouldn't admit that he benched you. Let's go to the lines.
Let's begin with our friend Southside Jake. He wants to talk about Pickens.
What's up, Jake?
Hey, Joe. Hey, City. Hey, question for you. Actually, a couple points. We all seen Pickens' eye paint on national television. What statement do you think he was trying to make by wearing that? You know, I know what I think, but I want your opinion on that.
Well, the message was always blanking open, right? Or that was it? Those were the three words? I mean, first of all, you know, in a vacuum, it's not that big of a deal, but then again, you go on national television with the F word painted on your face. Come on. What are you thinking if you're Art Rooney of that? What do you think if you're the league? Obviously, he's going to get fined by the league. I think that he's simply telling the world, you know, I'm George Pickens, and even when I'm covered, I'm open. I don't know that it's a message to anybody, because just the week before, he got a ton of catches and over 100 yards against Indy. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I understand it. I don't know. I just took it a different way. Maybe as a swipe to the quarterback or the scheme or something like that. Like, he's not getting how he should. I mean, that's kind of how I took it, as, I don't know, a teammate.
But why would he take a swipe at the scheme and the quarterback when just the week before they and he lit it up pretty good?
I agree. I agree. That's a good point, and maybe I didn't think about that with Indy. But prior to that, I don't know. I mean, I just feel like he thinks he is the offense, and everything should run through him. That's kind of what I'm getting at here. And I feel like it's always about GP and not the Steelers or the offense.
Well, that part, I think we're on the same page, is that, and so is Max Starks, by the way, me and not we. When you look at Pickens' targets for his career, is this year out of line at all? It seems to be sort of in line. You know, look at last year. He's not a double-digit target guy a lot. I'll say that. Only twice last year, 10 targets against Cleveland, 10 against Baltimore early in the season. He never reached double digits again. This year it's been 7, 4, 7, 11, 7. Really 6. And really 2 receptions, not 3. I mean, we're not including that ridiculous last play, are we? He only played 59% of the snaps in that game. 59%. As I look on Football Reference, that's the lowest number of his career. The week before, he played 86%. Obviously, something was up, right? I mean, Steelers coaches are watching the game from above. I'm sure somebody's telling Tomlin, hey, George isn't running his routes, which is about the last thing you should need to worry about during an NFL game regarding one of your best players, your best offensive player. Hey, Mike, it's so-and-so up in the press box here. George isn't trying. Next, who do we got, Limits?
Let's go to Conrad in New Kensington.
Hello, Connie. Do people call you Connie at all?
That's what they call my grandfather.
I love it. What's on your mind?
Good morning. So I got two things I want to speak on here. The George Pickens thing, he's frustrated, and I understand he's frustrated because I'm frustrated watching this vanilla offense.
Yes.
However, he's expressing his frustration completely the wrong way, and there has to be some type of reverberation back on him for what he's doing.
Well, there was the other night. He got benched, whether Tomlin wants to admit it or not. But yes, I agree
deservedly.
Yeah.
Sorry, deservedly so.
No, I agree. But here's the thing. Here's the thing, Conrad, is that how much do you want to cut off your nose to spite your face, right? Like, they're going into a huge game against Vegas. Are you suggesting benching him?
No.
Okay.
No, they just need to game plan and open up the offense. So I watched the game the other night. I stayed up for the whole thing. The only drive worth watching to me was started by the backup quarterback, Allen. He threw that dime, and then Fields came back in. They marched right down the field, passing the ball, scored a touchdown.
Well, the other drive worth mentioning would have been the go-ahead drive, right? Late in the game where Fields marches them down the field for what should have been the winning touchdown if your defense doesn't stink. But go ahead.
So that plays into my other thought as far as this quarterback situation. I would start Fields this Sunday, given that one thing that has to happen, though, is they have to open the playbook. Let him throw the ball. Let him feed the middle of the field, feed Pickens a little bit, keep everybody happy, and see what you have with him before you make the switch to Wilson.
I'm with you, and I think
you got to see what he's truly capable of before making that switch.
Yeah, I'd be a hypocrite if I didn't agree with you. I said last week after the Indy game that I think he's earned one, you know, mediocre start here. I think he's earned that much. So that was it. Although when you look at the final numbers, I didn't think he was very good. But man, I've seen a lot worse than two touchdowns, no picks, and a 93.3 passer rating. I've seen a lot worse games from quarterbacks than that. Plus, as I said, at least he pulled a Kenny Pickett and salvaged a pretty bad game, mediocre game on his part with what should have been the winning drive. This defense is unbelievably overrated, and I am among those who helped overrate it, and I apologize for that. I thought after three games we were headed in a direction where this might be their best defense since 2010. I loved what I was seeing from a rejuvenated Cam. I still think Cam, he's having a good year. I like the starting defensive line. TJ Watt is on a pace that could again get him votes for defensive player of the year. I think the inside linebackers are an upgrade over last year. The secondary looked pretty good, right? Until Flacco started eating people up. But now I'm starting to wonder about a lot of things with that defense. Not only does it not look dominant and like their best defense since 2010, it looks completely incompetent the last 2 weeks. How do you go from what we saw over the first three games to being really a joke the last two games? They've given up 803 yards. 803. And the only reason they got turnovers, in my opinion, from the Dallas game is that was more about Prescott handing them the ball than anything really they did. A credit to them for catching it. They got pushed around, eaten alive, and destroyed when it mattered most against Dallas in the fourth quarter. Two long touchdown drives. Shame on that defense, really. I don't care about, you know, Highsmith is a big loss. I get it. But there's no way that you can turn in a performance like that if you consider yourself to be a great defense, no matter who's out, by the way. All right, let's take one more on Pickens. Go ahead.
Let's go to Pittsburgh, Phil.
Filibuster, what's up?
My man, long time no hear, Joe.
What's going on?
I kept on saying it to my brothers. I said, we're at the hands of the Philistines. They got to make a decision. They got the fans in purgatory. It's horrible. We don't know who to root for.
Can you expound on that a little bit? What are you talking about?
I'm saying that if the Pittsburgh Steelers make a defensive play, we're not even having this conversation. It's going to be Fields for sure because we won. Now we have – he's not playing that bad.
Who should play in your opinion? You have a healthy Russell Wilson. According to Dulac, he's been cleared the past 2 weeks to play, and he wasn't even the backup. That's my – by the way, that's my question, Limits. Why wasn't he the backup if he's cleared to play?
Yeah, why is he not – that was another thing that kind of struck my eye.
I'll tell you why. I'll tell you why he wasn't the backup. Because if he gets hurt in a backup situation, throwing him in there after – Fields gets hurt just a little bit, or he's going to come back in the game, we really look stupid then. But we look stupid anyways because we can't make a decision.
What do you mean we can't make a decision? What do you have not?
The whole fan base is petitioning for Russell Wilson.
No, they're not. No, they're not. Bob Pompeiani, and I appreciate the call, man. You always got to be careful speaking for, quote, the entire fan base. Pompeiani ran a poll yesterday, and he's a very popular man. Did you know that, Wonder Twin?
Indeed.
1,700 people responded, and it was separated by a percentage point between Fields and Wilson, with the majority saying Fields, but a very slim majority. I think we're split in this town on Fields or Wilson, and why don't we move to that before we get to Tomlin? 412-928-9370. Russell Wilson's ready to go, according to Jerry Dulac and others. He's ready. He's healthy. You brought him in here to be the starter. Is he going to start? What would you do? 928-9370. Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. Text line brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, personal injury law firm, where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. And the hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Mike Tomlin, top of the hour. This is the most interesting news conference of the year, I would say. What's he going to do with the quarterbacks? How is he going to work his way? If he doesn't name a starter, how is he going to finesse his way around all the questions? It's going to be fascinating. And I remember one time, a long time ago, Ron Cook and I were in this room. Ron was standing over there. He had a beard, like he always did. And we were betting on whether Tomlin, I believe it was for the Cleveland rematch here, if memory serves, the Browns were coming to Pittsburgh. Would Tomlin name a starter between Rudolph and Duck? And we didn't think so. And lo and behold, Tomlin named Duck. Right off the top, we're going to go with Duck. Is he going to do that today? We'll see.
Joe, guess who I heard from this morning?
Who?
Our friend Ron.
What?
I texted Ron last night wishing him well, hoping that the storm and he's safe and all good down there. And I heard back from Ron today.
What did he say?
He said, "Austin, thanks for caring and checking in on me. It means a lot. I should be okay. I hope Joe isn't driving you too crazy. Stay well. Talk to you soon."
I can only imagine the text back.
I was very excited to get that text back because I know a lot of people have been ghosted by Ron, so I was honored.
Yeah, and on a very serious note, it's crazy what's happening there with this hurricane coming in. Just crazy. And I hope that everybody down there is okay. And I was in communication with Ron a few days ago because they just had one to see if he was okay after that. It's nuts.
Be safe.
All right. Who do you want as your quarterback? This is it. I don't think Mike Tomlin can sort of work his way around Russell's not quite healthy anymore. It seems like Russell's very healthy and ready to go. Is he going to play? What would you do? I don't think there's a clear-cut call here. Sort of a coach's worst nightmare when a player or players won't play for him. Mike Sullivan had it happen last year when the Penguins pretty much quit right after the Jake Guentzel trade. That night, when it became obvious that Guentzel was officially gone, or would be, Now, they lost at home to Washington. What was the score? 6-0? It was just,
hell, it was 7. I was at that game.
Just blatantly, like, not acknowledging the business aspect of the game and not showing up for a game. Letang said it afterward. And it was like that for a little while after the Gensel trade. It was quite remarkable to watch a team not play its hardest. Professional athletes. And we see it here with George Pickens again. Again, we're talking about this. You have Brian Kelly slamming his fist on the table. And we're sitting, I'm going to try to recreate that with the fist slamming on the table. And we're sitting here talking again about the same things. Now you try it, and then we'll play his.
And we're sitting here again. We're sitting here again talking about the same thing.
Let me try it one more time. My hand actually
need a
hurts.
Little bit more emphasis. Yeah, yeah. Bigger slam on the table.
And we're sitting here again talking about the same things. It was more exasperation than outrage. The again was not emphasized loudly. It was more like, and we're sitting here again talking about the same things. Try it one more time. Your best effort.
And we're sitting here again talking about the same things. I put on a little bit emphasis than Brian Kelly.
Let me hear that guy who I really don't like do that one more time. Not Tony. I don't want to hear. And it's not just any things. It's about your wide receiver quitting in the middle of a game. What are we doing? What is happening here? Why do receivers constantly quit around here? I don't understand it. Another little fist slap.
Could I offer a theory?
Yes.
I feel like Mike Tomlin, when he sees these wide receivers, it's a little bit different with Antonio Brown because I think we all know that the money changed him. That's what kind of made him go more into the diva quotient.
But he's certainly exhibit A on receivers who quit on the Steelers.
Yes.
In a de facto playoff game, he failed to show up for practice.
Yes, but what is the main problem with some of these other guys? Claypool, first contract guy. You're talking about George Pickens, a first contract guy. Deontay Johnson, who they paid. There were some issues beforehand, but then they gave him the money and more of a problem. I feel like with Tomlin, he sees these wide receivers.
Don't forget
who,
about Martavis, who begged for a trade, but please proceed.
Yes, and ended up getting suspended as well.
And traded.
Other
yeah.
issues. I feel like Tomlin, when he goes into the draft process, and we know how involved he was with Colbert and how involved he is with Omar Khan in the draft and development and everything, I feel like he sees these guys that other teams deem as untouchable. We don't want to go down that road. We don't think that they would fit on our team. And he thinks that he can fix them. And he thinks that the Steeler culture, the Steeler way, Mike Tomlin being such a great player's coach, he can get to them and he can change them.
Sure.
And sometimes, just like a bad boyfriend or a bad girlfriend, people are who they are. And sometimes you can't change them. And I feel like that's something that the Steelers maybe have not adapted yet.
I think that definitely applies to Pickett, may have applied to Bryant. Claypool dropped a little bit, but I don't feel like there were tons of red flags or any around him. And then Deontay, there were none coming out of college. I think the first part, in some cases, money changes people. In others, the Steelers were willing to go where other teams weren't. And again, like I said earlier, they have showed that they can identify talent in the draft at receiver better than anybody or as good as anybody. And they tend to develop it early, and those guys are usually very productive early. But the third truism, if you want to call it that, is that it tends to go south around here. By the way, we could go all the way back to Santonio Holmes for this grand tradition. I forgot about him.
Yeah.
When it tends to go south, there's no retrieving it. It just keeps going.
At least they won a Super Bowl with him.
Yeah. So in every case, in every single one of those cases, once it started to sour, it went rotten. And they traded the guy. They've shown no inhibitions about getting rid of receivers that they think have soured. They've done it many times, every single time. Santonio, Martavis, Antonio, Deontay, Chase. So that the only thing that matters with Pickens right now is, do you think he's a worthwhile investment at tens of millions of dollars? And I'm not saying he's not. He's that talented. He's that good. Just last week, he was very good against Indy. Very good. is he a worthwhile investment? Or, as with these other situations, is it just going to keep getting worse? And you'd be, I think you'd be crazy to say, no, this one's going to get better. Tomlin will fix this. Yeah, it started to go bad in some ways. He's quit in a couple of games now the last couple of years. But believe me, this will get better. I'm sorry. I'd be a fool to believe that.
Right. I'm on record saying that I think Pickens is a top five wide receiver in the league in terms of just pure talent and pure ability.
Yeah.
But the ability to harness that, he hasn't done that.
So the next question is, can you get enough out of him for enough years to make it worth your while the way you did Antonio Brown? Can you get enough out of that contract to say, yeah, we'll live with the problems. We'll live with this once in a while. Hasn't really been that bad. And it'll be worth it. I don't know about that. I'm torn right now on George Pickens. I'm leaning toward no, but I realize how talented he is and the fact they don't have anybody else. His name is getting mentioned by insiders as possible trade to another team. It's not just the Steelers are going after a receiver. It's will they trade Pickens? And I believe there's probably truth to that, that they're at least wondering and looking. Could we go receiver for receiver? All right. Let's hear what Mike Tomlin has to say about this. And more importantly, I think overall, the quarterbacks. This is going to be fascinating. The